Welcome, welcome, welcome to Abigail, the Wisdom of Abigail. My name is Renee, and today we're going to be discussing soul ties. Soul ties distinctively come from commitments that you make. Commitments. Committing your body and committing your spirit to things that are sometimes not in your best interest. So let me begin with the physical aspect of it. Some of these soul tie patterns are learned from our parents, what they feel is right for us, what they have done themselves. A lot of women tend to use their bodies to gain financial gain, money, housing, different things, materialistic things, and not looking at the ramifications. Having multiple relationships with a variety of men, or in these days, women, for self-gain. Not thinking about the large picture, the consequences behind your choices. So this is now where you will find a mother has a child at 15. Bad decision, but then her child ends up having one at the same age, and it's a pattern that it's a recycling pattern. Now we have to wonder why, because 90% of these people end up in the projects, and in the world that we live in, it is evident that all that is glorified is having enough money by whatever means. Any means to get it is what you're going to do. Now, we have to stop and reanalyze this whole situation. What are you giving of yourself that's worth losing yourself to? A situation or money? Values. Values. You know, women these days do not value themselves, do not value their body. It's a means to get by. And we have to stop and think. Why are we going to sell ourselves? Your body is the temple of God. This is precious. This is something that if you want to share your body, you're going to share it with the man that God has ordained for you. No one wants to be alone. Loneliness can bring you uncertainty, pain, confusion at times, because God ordained us to be with our spouse, a man, to protect us. And this is where I have to say, not financially, because if you look at the Proverbs 31 woman, she was the one who was out making the money while her husband sat in council of the elders. So we need to stop focusing on a man is supposed to and focus on what our gifts are and what we can contribute to a relationship in a positive way. Henceforth, we are thinking about our bodies. So each time you intermingle with a man, here you are getting into a situation where all the previous people he's dealt with, you've also brought that on yourself. Unless these things are renounced and you start afresh, following the scriptures, following what the Lord says, then here you have your baggage as well as him. You're transferring your demons to him. He's transferring his to you. So where do we get freedom from this? We have to consecrate ourselves, change our mindset, and think on the things of God. Have I been involved in something like this? Yes, I have. I was the person providing. I was the one who was holding it up. Financially, was I getting what I was looking for emotionally? No. All I was a means for him to accomplish his personal gains, notwithstanding that he did not value me as a woman in his life. I was just a thing that could provide. Is that a good place to be? No. Was it comfortable? No. Because the thing you yearn the most for is love, to be cherished, to be pampered. to be appreciated. And I was not getting that. But just to say I'm in some kind of relationship was enough. But that is also a very empty place to be. Having someone in your life who is not really dedicated to you, having external relationships with other women, not valuing what you have, what you're doing, is very discouraging. So what I had to do was step away and just take time for me, for God. But at the time, I didn't realize this is what the Lord was doing, to show me things that had to change within me. My value system, the things I was valuing over him. At that point, I realized a man cannot provide for me. God can. He is my source. Emotionally, my very close friend said to me one day, a person cannot make you happy. At that point, it was an aha moment. Because, honestly, when he said it, I had to stop and think. A person doesn't make you happy. God makes you happy. Having a relationship with him makes you happy. So therefore, you can pour into other people. You can show them the love of God. Then you can develop a relationship that is more sound, more concrete. But if I did not have that conversation, I would not be aware of a person not making me happy, because we look to people to make us happy when we should be looking to God. So that's the first thing. What is the benefits of getting money from a man to serve? I mean, what does it do for you? Honestly, if you're living that way, it comes quickly and it goes just as quickly as you've received it. No benefit. No benefit at all. And here you are laying with multiple people. People are just using your body, not valuing you. We have to look at it differently. I am very happy that that was never my thing. I never looked to a man for money. That was not something that I was taught. I always saw my family, we work for what we have. We lived a fairly decent and comfortable life. But none of the women were really taught to go out to get gain from a man. So for me, doing this, I wouldn't know where to begin. And I already said that to a friend of mine, to my friend. I said to him, I don't know how to accept things from men. And this is being totally honest. If you stop and start to evaluate your past, you'll realize that what choices did I make that were wrong? What can I change about myself? Building a relationship with God teaches you the things that need to change. Some of us want to be married. Some of us want to have a house. Some of us want to have a new car. Well, how are you treating the one you currently have? Do you value or do you take care of? Do you take your car to get the oil changed? Do you maintain the house you're living in if you're renting it? Because how is God going to trust you if he gives you things, if you can't maintain what you have at this stage of your life? So if you want to have a man in your life, certain things have to change. You have to start developing a homely manner, how to take care of your home, how to treat this person, how to pray over him, how to cover him. So we need to change what we have learned, certain patterns, and if we just invest time in developing a relationship with God, you'll start to discern. You all have a blessed day. Thank you for joining me. Renee checking out.